ओम शांति। यस्टरडे वी सॉ अबाउट फ्यू कंडीशंस और सिचुएशंस ऑफ लाइफ वेयर यू हैव टू रिमेम्बर दिस वन स्टेटमेंट, ओनली वन फादर एंड नन एल्स। टुडे वी विल सी फ्यू मोर सिचुएशंस। Yesterday the last thing we saw was when one is heartbroken, when one is depressed, that time it is the tendency of human mind to take support and it runs towards those minds who are around and in this process, some bond is created, and in this process, some attachment is created, and that attachment itself becomes a bondage. So today we'll see few other conditions, like you can say when one is ill, sick. This is the condition where one is little down, and when one is sick, body is suffering from some pain, automatically it also affects the mind. And when somebody is sick, he becomes feeble not only in the body but in the mind as well. And the best thing to do during the times of sickness, illness, is to increase your love, increase our bond with Baba. The more we are bound with Him, the more stronger we become. The more we become extrovert during illness, the more we are thinking about the sickness, the more we are describing that illness, the more we are questioning about that illness increases. So, whenever illness strikes, whenever some sickness comes, it is best thing to stabilize oneself rather than becoming extrovert, rather than starting to describe it, rather than changing doctors and changing pathies. The best thing is get situated in this one father and none else. And also it is the best place when one is, for example, admitted, to convert that period of illness into a retreat period. You know, what all things we can do to remain yogyukt when one is sick? What can we do? What checking? Self-checking. Yeah. So illness is one of it. For example, one is sick, one is admitted, one is suffering from same pain, or suddenly an illness has come. Suddenly, for example, yesterday in our hospital, there is 24-year-old one Brahma Kumari sister. She was admitted just with history of weakness from last 3 years, and she had been taking some homeopathic medicine or something or other. She was investigated here, and yesterday she was diagnosed with a very rare syndrome, von Hippel-Lindau syndrome. In that syndrome, one is having multiple things, for example, renal cell carcinoma, at the same time pancreatic cancer. At the same time, the tumor has also spread in the spine. So now, the future course, she would require n number of investigations and multiple things. So young patient, young person, who is in Gyan and suddenly diagnosed with some very rare genetic disorder. Now, the journey becomes difficult. So this is really a challenging thing. When one is sick, to be yogyukta. When one is having a very strong bodily karmic account, to remain yogyukta. When one is suffering, to remain yogyukta. So, but we can always think of things we can do to remain yogyukta. Actually, this planning should precede the illness. If such a thing comes, what will I do? We remember there was one brother who was doing service all the time, 24/7, and he would never rest for even for a minute. And one day he had a fracture, and now he was admitted, and doctor told him that you can't move now for 1.5 months, and he was restless. Extremely restless, because it is not his habit to stay at one place. It is his habit to rush, to do something or other. So mind should be trained for mansa seva, mental service as well. Mind should be trained to stabilized at one place. So when one is sick, think that this is karmic account which has come. When one is sick, think that nature has given us a time to stop, to rethink, to disconnect, to reconnect. When one is sick, one can spend time in reading, in more and more time in conversing with Father, more and more time in contemplation, more and more time in retrospection, looking back at things, what happened. So, and when one is going through the process of battery of investigations, where things are coming negative and one is suffering and nobody is arriving at one clear diagnosis, or when one treatment is failing, other treatment somebody is taking, even that is not working. So, you know, this sickness is such a thing, illness is such a thing that undermines the spirit. How to remain very much stable? One has to make a plan for oneself for this. I remember that was, I think, in 84 or 83 or somewhere, Bab Dada had said, if somebody falls sick time and again, because of his own mistake, if somebody falls sick time and again because of his own mistake, Bab Dada doesn't call that soul a jnani soul or yogi soul. If one is not properly taking care of his diet, food, and one is falling sick, Baba said, Baba doesn't call that soul a jnani and yogi soul. This is statement by Avyakta Bab Dada. So, whatever. So think that this is an opportunity given to me by destiny to sit down, to contemplate, to go in silence, to churn, to think of life, of mysteries of life. And if one is admitted in hospital, look at other patients, how they are suffering. Think about their illness. Look at the staff, look at the doctors, look at the hospital, what all things are going on around. You can give sakash to your neighboring patient. You can give sakash to those doctors who are coming in to visit. And one more thing, be a detached observer and see this play which is going on the unlimited stage of life. So, there are if, do's and don'ts. In don'ts, I would say to keep on discussing about the illness all the time, to keep on narrating the story all the time, to keep on thinking about it all the time, to become more sensitive, to become what is known as in psychology HSP. What is HSP? Anybody? Highly sensitive person. HSP is highly sensitive person. Touch me not. The moment you touch, it builds. So, it's a dangerous personality, at least in spirituality. One has to be hard, very strong, very much firm. Remember, right now there is one sister who is staying in Gansarovar, staying all alone, alone from a center. She was diagnosed with cancer, operated, now she is taking chemotherapy. So every 21 days she comes all alone. There is nobody with her. She takes the chemotherapy whole day and she goes back. Next day she comes again. She gives does her blood test, again goes back. And she's so strong. There's nobody accompanying her. Not a single server or accompanying sister with her. She comes alone, she goes alone. Very strong. And very young, maybe below 30. So, these are the instances we find when person is very strong in the face of illnesses. An illness will strike. The hammer strike of illness should not make us lose courage. And these are the periods, these are the situations, these are the circumstances of life. We have to drop everything and rush to one Father. Because He is the ultimate healer. He is the final healer. And one more thing to remember, pain is the best teacher in the world. Pain is the best teacher in the world. Happiness doesn't teach you much. Who teaches you most? Pain. When one is in excruciating pain, is not that a good experience? When one passes through such an harrowing experience, one is little more matured. So pain, Baba is the best teacher. Pain is the best teacher. And time is the ultimate healer. The best healer is time. No matter how deep the wound is, emotional wounds, emotional trauma, emotional assaults, time. Believe that time will heal all the wounds, no matter how deep they are. So, when one is ill, the mantra is one Father and none else. Next condition. We are seeing about 21 different conditions. Yesterday we saw about 6 or 7. 6 and today the rest of the things. Then, next condition is jail of body consciousness. Jail of body consciousness. When one is trapped in this jail of body consciousness, nobody wants to get trapped, but somehow, wittingly, unwittingly, one is ensnared in this jail of body consciousness and there is no escape. The only thing remains is to go and seek Him, because He is the only liberator. If in such condition, if you go to human beings, they might further trap you. They might become a means of further bondage. So, when is grossly attacked by Maya, all the vices, one doesn't want, but still all those thoughts of body consciousness, all those thoughts of vices are entering and percolating and attacking and assailing the mind. That time, best way is to stop. Go away from everything. All the devices, gadgets of science for some time. And just sit in front of Baba and have talk with Him. Go solo. Be alone for some time. Rather than thinking that I have to seek somebody else's company. Be alone. Go in solitude. Go in silence. It's written in the life of Saint Augustine, that he repents, and when he realizes that how many sins I have committed, and he has said in his Confessions of Saint Augustine, and he goes in silence and he goes in solitude and he is praying and beseeching and pleading in front of the Lord, "O Lord, O Lord, and O Lord, I have tried everything," he says, "I have tried everything. I am sleeping in the sand, the burning sand. I am living in the scorching heat. I don't have clothes. I am trying to atone for all the sins that I have committed. But O Lord, lust doesn't leave me. Please help. I am trying everything, but these vices, their force is very much fierce. Help me." So he is beseeching the help. So when one is trapped in this jail of body consciousness, in the jail of Maya, seek one father, because this is the time when the downfall can occur more and more. So this is one more situation. Then the next is K. K is knocks or kicks of life. When one suffers from lot many knocks of life, that time, Father, the one support, the one strength, rather than going to people, rather than going to the third, rather than going to the other, it's best to seek the one. It's best to go solo. It's best to be alone, to walk alone. Because every knock of life makes one stronger. Have you ever seen any person who has become great without suffering from knocks? If you study the life of Abraham Lincoln, there is a huge list of failures before he got elected as a president of America. There is a huge list, about 16 or 17 number of failures. Whatever he is doing is meeting with fiasco. Whatever he is doing is utter debacle. But he didn't give up. Ultimately, the success came unto him. So, knocks of life. So whenever life knocks, whenever you have to take degree from the University of Hard Knocks. You know this university? It's a very good university. Unless and until you take postgraduate degree from University of Hard Knocks. So this is the University of Hard Knocks. You have to seek an admission in this university. Get admitted here, and life will kick you like anything. And then when you come out, you are very strong, you are very matured, and you can teach others. This is how one has to handle things. So, kicks of life. There's a beautiful poem which says, the author says, Invictus. The author says, "My head is bloody but unmoved. My head is bloody but unmoved by the bludgeonings of chance, by that what is known as bludgeon. Bludgeon in another word is what is not, not chabuk. What is that known in another word? Hunter. Hunter is a different, but okay, bludgeon, that is known as bludgeon. So my head is bloody but unbowed by bludgeonings of chance. I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my ship. I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my ship." He says in his poem, Invincible or Invictus, nothing can conquer me. I am inconquerable. I will conquer everything. So, no matter whatever life brings, accept with love, learn, and go ahead. The next is L, lost. When one is lost, when one is not understanding about where to go, when one is wandering here and there from pillar to post, is totally not understanding, ill at ease, this is the time one should seek one Father and none else. Seek His guidance, beseech Him, ask Him to come and show the way. Baba says, yesterday's Murli Sakar, practice to have all relationship with one Father. So He is the guide, He is the coach, He is the instructor, He is the tutor, He is the teacher. He is the one who will show the way. To call Him that He will come, ask Him to guide you. Ask Him for guidance. Ask Him to give directions. He is the guide, He is the coach, He is the instructor, He is the teacher. This is a very good relationship with Father. We always talk of Him as teacher or Father or Sadguru. But one more relation is guide. Guide me. One more relation is coach. Teach me. Coach me. Give me special coaching for this difficult situation of life. Because I have never seen this before. Because it has never come to me before. It is an entirely new thing that has arrived. And I do not have experience. Only thing is, I have read in the books that one should remain immovable and unshakable in the face of all the advanced situations. Only theoretical knowledge is there, but practical is missing. So this situation has come to give you that practical experience. So seek Him, implore Him, invoke Him, and He comes and He will guide. So in the time when you feel you are really lost, seek one Father. Then M is misfortune. When misfortune strikes, suddenly a loss in business, a great loss of some beloved, bereavement or something, that is the time one should seek one Father. What Baba calls Devala. So this is something like that. So misfortune. The next is natural calamities. This is a great exam for all the Brahmins which is going to come in future. Sudden earthquake or sudden war or sudden famine or dearth of something. So these all situations would come and one should seek one Father and none else. That practice should be now and here and now. O, opposition. Suddenly friends turn hostile. Suddenly the whole world becomes enemy. What to do during those situations? This is another practice, another situation, another instance where one should seek one Father. One of the relationships with Father is friend. How much deeply I have experienced Him as my bosom friend, fast friend, a friend whom I can call up any time, a friend with whom I can talk at any time. He is always online. But in God's WhatsApp, when He sees His WhatsApp at night, He sees that in our number it is written last seen 4 a.m. We have seen Him only at 4 a.m. in the morning. Whole day, He has not seen us. So only morning we talked with Him. Rest of the day, totally oblivion. A stage of oblivion, forgetfulness. So, opposition, seek Him. And this opposition will come suddenly, just as in the life of Brahma Baba. It was all unexpected. He was the most respectable person in the society. Even the kings used to respect Him. Everybody used to respect Him. All the society community member. He was such a venerated figure. And all of a sudden they become hostile. All of a sudden everybody turned against Him. Started opposing Him. But He remained stable because He had this one Father and none else. He did not try and sought counseling. Why this is happening? Why this is happening? And how should I tackle? How should I? Did he have any experience of this? Never. He had no first-hand experience. This previous experience he did not have. This is an entirely new thing that happened. He remained stable, calm, quiet, tranquil, unmoved, unshakable, unflinching. So that's the stage of a yogi. Then, P, perplexed. When one is confused, what to do and what not to do. When such a stage of confusion is there in the mind, in such stage of confusion, seek his help. Otherwise, this cloudy stage of the mind never goes away. Always confusion. Nonplussed about things. Whether to do this or not to do this. Whether to stay in center, whether to stay in house. Whether to work, whether not to work. Whether to go to Madhuban or whether to stay in center. One is always thinking of this. One wants to give up all the job and focus only on Purushartha and do Jnana, Yoga and Tapasya. This or that, to be or not to be, like Shakespeare's Hamlet, always in a stage of confusion. What to do, and seeking everybody, and seeking opinion and advices from people, and they will further confound the thinking by giving 100 other things. Is it not best to get up early in the morning, sit 4 hours with Bab Dada, and the answer will emerge? Sit 4 hours with him, where there is utter confusion in life, and see the answer will come. Talk with him. Narrate him everything. Relate the stage of your mind. Talk with him, seek his help, and he will give the answer. So that is known as, that is, and one is perplexed, confused. The next stage is Q. Q is when quitting some addiction or trying to get rid of some habit or some sanskar. One has tried everything, left no stone unturned, and yet the sanskar is there, persistent, becoming all the more over-dominant, overpowering, empowering, overwhelming at times. During such times also, seek Baba. Ask him to come and help you understand this sanskar, why this sanskar has become so deep-rooted, so inveterated, how that has gone into the grey matters of the cortex, from where it started, how it started, and why it is not, I am not able to get rid of it. Few months I am free from it and suddenly it emerges, like a ghost from the tomb, like a child from the womb, out of the blue. And why it comes, and why it comes and it just smashes all the Purushartha to pieces and bits. Whenever, just as an alcoholic, he understands everything, that I should not drink alcohol. It is totally destroying my wife, my children, my family, my job, my life. He understands everything. Whole day he contemplates on this. But the evening comes and he is towards the Madhushala, that bar, automatically. And then again he repents. This is a cycle that goes on. It's not that he is not understanding, but he is so weak, so imbecile, that he cannot control. And there are groups that are known as AA groups, Alcoholic Anonymous. So he should seek such groups, similar-minded people trying to get rid of addictions. So this is one such group, where one tries to get rid of all the vices. Then is R. R is rejected. When one is rejected by the world, or by person, or some company, or some job, or some interview, there is every tendency that one goes in depression. So, whenever you are rejected, think that God has not rejected me till now. God has not rejected me. you know, the author of that book, I forgot her name, Rowling, I think, this Harry Potter, J.K. Rowling. Her book was rejected almost 17 times in 1998 when she first went to the publishers to publish that book, Harry Potter. They said it's obsolete, such stories of magic and all, nobody likes. He was rejected. So whenever he was rejected, don't go in depression. Think that God has accepted me. Who are they to reject me? God has accepted me in his university. So in rejection. Then S is stressed. When one is too much stressed because of anything, one tries to get rid of stress by seeking company of people or cheap entertainments or food or sightseeing or vices or addictions or drugs. These are the things one tries to do. What do drugs do? Drugs, in fact, they do not take away the sorrow. They make you forget the sorrow temporarily. They make you forget the sorrow for a short period of time. But they don't take away the sorrow. They are not the sources of bliss and sources of joy. Otherwise, LSD and marijuana, every Brahmin should have been taking, or Baba should have said, you should take all the drugs because these are the greatest sources of super sensuous bliss. Baba has not mentioned anywhere that. They make the intellect numb and they make you forget that sorrow. But once you are out of the intoxication, again the sorrow comes back and one is restless. So when is stressed, then T, when one is tolerating something, when one is in the phase of toleration, is tolerating, how much to tolerate, to tolerate, to tolerate, to tolerate, all the time tolerating, whether it is seniors or juniors or anybody for that matter. There are different words in English language. One is tolerance. A word higher than that is forbearance, where you forbear with love. Another word higher than that is fortitude, when you tolerate without showing any signs of suffering. And the further word is stoic, stoicism, stoic. This is what is known as Spartan simplicity. Spartan people, they were stoic. They were tolerating each and every hardship of life without showing any signs outside. So whenever you are tolerating, seek him. He will help you in toleration. And the last thing is when you are uncomfortable. When the room is not good and the room partners are creating all the disturbances and they are snoring all the night and the water is not there and the situation is not very good and you want to change the room but then they are not giving you the new room. So you are uncomfortable that time. Seek one father and none else. So these are some of the 21 things we saw. They are just few things, but there could be many. So, in all the situations, seek Father and none else. Om Shanti.